Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, you got some eye boogies. Let's wipe those out and go.
Wipe the sleep right out of them eyeballs.
Good morning. Let's get
at it. We got some breakfast.
It's the Phantom Family Podcast.
Why, hello there, friends. I am Tori Phantom here with my husband, Jimothy.
Jimothy is me. That's my name.
It's true. I met him at least some time ago.
Have we
met? He's not a stranger.
I mean,
probably.
I'm strange.
That's true.
That's for sure.
You
that is 100,000% for sure.
Anyway, you are listening to the Phantom Family Podcast, as you just heard announced in the song.
It was in the song, and by you.
Did I already say that once?
No, I'm saying you're saying it right now.
Oh, I am saying that right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Okay.
You
I
are
was
saying
like, wait,
it.
did I already say that?
At least once you've said it, yes.
At least once.
So this is off to a great rolling start. And this is how every day of our life starts off in the morning.
I don't a think our mornings bit, are so chipper.
A little bit grumpier if you don't have coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm at this point where I don't even really drink coffee that much anymore in the mornings.
Oh, that's because you drink energy drinks now.
I've switched to energy drinks.
Disgusting.
And that's a bad decision.
Energy drinks for me just mean, hey, Tori, you want to have an anxiety attack that's way worse than your normal anxiety attacks? Cool. Enjoy a Red Bull.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I don't drink the Red Bulls. I
Enjoy
get down with
laying
the full
on
throttles.
The couch with your heart pumping out of your chest. Enjoy the panic. Anyway, I don't drink energy drinks.
We're a podcast of positivity.
We are. As long as I don't drink energy drinks.
That's true. But this week, I drank an energy drink on Christmas Day.
I'm so proud of you.
And
sounds exciting.
I was still very tired on Christmas. I'm still very tired from Christmas.
Oh my goodness, same. Okay, so here's the deal, though. Christmas was rough for me. On Christmas Eve... Of course, we did have to stay up late, like parents sometimes have to stay up late on Christmas Eve.
For parental reasons.
For parental reasons. And so, you know, the kids went to sleep. We knew they were asleep and we had to do parent things.
Parent things.
That involve Christmas Eve.
Christmas preparations.
Christmas prep.
Yeah.
And so I went to go to bed. It was nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. And up until this year, my kids have never woken up early. Like, I have always been the one excited and awake at 7 o'clock in the morning getting
7 o'clock,
up.
A reasonable time.
A reasonable time. But so it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, 7 o'clock, that gives me 6 hours. I won't be happy about it, but I'll deal with it, like I say every day of my life. So it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I kept hearing our toilet running.
Did you catch it?
I had to because I was afraid it was going to flood our bathroom, which has happened to me before in a different apartment where it just wouldn't, like, you can just hear the water running. And I was like, well, I can't just leave that.
This toilet has been doing that since before we moved in here. That's why there's a Ziploc bag that's over the side of it so the water doesn't spray out.
But it was literally like for an hour, you know, like, because I had heard that water starting at about midnight and I watched as that water was rising and I'm like, I have to do something. So do I know what I did? No. Did I lift the back of the toilet and mess with some things? Yes. Did it end up working? Yeah, it stopped the water. It also kind of broke the toilet, but Jim fixed
it. Which I fixed later on.
But it stopped the water running. It stopped the water running. But so I probably fell asleep about 1:30 in the morning. At 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:17, my daughter will tell you this. It was 4:17. My 9-year-old comes in, chomping at the bit, chipper, bushy-tailed, ready. Mom, Santa has come. And we need to open the presents. And I looked at her and I summoned all of the festive spirit I had available at 4 o'clock in the morning after having only slept 3 hours.
All ounces of it.
All ounces. Like there is a little bit there. And I said, baby, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, it's too early. It's too early, darling. And she said, well, what time? And I said, 6:30. And she said, all right. 6:04 rolls around. She comes back into the bedroom and she goes, Mom, I can't wait any longer. Please. And I said, go start the coffee pot then. And she said, all right. Because we had it prepped. It was on a timer for like
6:45.
6:45. I was like, just go hit the start button on the coffee pot, right? So she scampers off and she comes back and she goes, I don't know what button is the start button. And I was like, it's the one, it's like there, because we changed coffee pots recently because we have hard water in our house and it breaks our coffee pots. Like,
we have hard water in our water district in our county.
Yes, in our county.
We have to buy a new coffee pot every 6 months. It's terrible.
Every 6 months to 12 months we have to. And we use filtered water. But anyway, so my daughter comes back. She said, I don't know how to start it. And I was like, it's like the button center. She goes, I don't see any button that says start. And I literally, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I give her my phone. I open the camera app. I hand her my phone. I said,
I hadn't heard about this.
I said, go take a picture of the coffee pot. Bring it back to me and I'll tell you which button to press. And she did. And I told her and she said, okay. And she goes, starts the coffee pot, brings me my phone back. And about 5-10 minutes later, she goes, Mom, there's enough coffee to make a cup. I said, all right, I'm up. I said, it's time. I said, go tell Jimmy. I said, go tell him Santa came. It's time. The way that child sprinted across the house, I heard her flick that light on and go, Santa, Santa, Santa. I was like, all right, I'm going to make some coffee. I'm like slow moving, right? And by the time I had got my coffee cup on the counter, she had already woke everyone else up in the house. And I asked her, I said, did you ever go back to bed? And she goes, I tried to, but I couldn't sleep. So instead, I made these signs. I don't know if you noticed this that early in the morning. There were these papers on the floor where she had wrote everyone's names down so that we could organize our gifts so that they wouldn't get mixed up. And so that's what she spent her time doing at 5 o'clock.
That did not work.
In the morning. But so anyway, so that was exhausting. So I had slept about 4 hours total. And then I just got the big Christmas sads. I know I'm not alone in that. Yeah, exactly. I got the big Christmas sads. I was feeling homesick and sad. And so, I mean, I tried my best. I made a really big breakfast. So that morning, we had a great Christmas morning. And then every single year, I make eggnog French toast for breakfast. And I do the whole thing, like bacon and eggs and all this stuff. And then I fed everybody. Everyone is happy. And then I came and I took a nap. Yep. And I never nap. That needs to be known to be a part of this story. You have to understand that I've napped maybe, I could count on one hand the amount of times I've napped in my adult life. I don't nap.
I have a feeling it was a few times, but they were all while pregnant too.
Yes. Well, yeah. That's different because I just couldn't stay awake. That wasn't an intentional nap.
It happens.
Yeah. That was like, oops, I fell asleep in a pile of laundry. Like, that's different. But I was like, I will not be able to have a decent Christmas at all if I don't take a nap. So I came upstairs and I don't even know how long I slept, but it was at least an hour.
It was between an hour and a half.
Yeah. And I woke up. I could have slept longer, but I was like, I gotta jump into Christmas. So anyway, I ended up falling asleep last night between 11:30 and midnight.
That's beautiful.
That's incredibly early.
I feel like
for
I was
me.
Asleep before that.
Oh, you were, but that's early for me. So that's happy lovely. Christmas. I'll probably be up until 2 o'clock in the morning again today, which sucks because I have to be up early tomorrow.
As soon as we turn these studio lights off, I'm going to be asleep right here on this desk. I'm just going to go right to sleep.
What are you going to listen to when you're sleeping? Any books?
I could listen to books. I usually listen to podcasts, but sometimes I want to listen to books. So you can set a sleep timer in the Audible app. It's really cool.
Oh, really?
So you can set a sleep timer so that way if I set it for like 20 minutes, I know I'm going to be out. And that way I won't miss as much of the book.
Of course.
So what's good about that, though, is if you do miss it, you've got a free book.
Yeah,
it's free. It's yours to keep forever. And if you've never signed up for Audible before, check out our link. It's going to be in the YouTube links. It's in the podcast, all the descriptions. It's www.audibletrial.com/phantom. So all you've got to do is check that out. Click that link. If you're a first-time Amazon subscriber, you are going to get a free credit. And if you're a Prime member,
two credits. And you get to keep those books forever, whether you cancel or not. But I don't think you're going to cancel. Yep. I think you're going to love it.
If you switch over, if you keep it, it's $14.95 a month
and that's
every
well
month
worth
after
it.
That. And again, if you're a Prime subscriber, 2 credits a month for a book, or 1 credit if you're not. And who's not a Prime subscriber these
days? Honestly, $14.95 a month, that is cheaper than buying a hardcover book at the bookstore, and you can keep it forever. And it you is. Don't have to, I don't know if you're like me, you buy all these books because you're like, I'm totally going to read these because you want to read these, but then you don't have time to read these. Use Audible. You're going to save money.
Absolutely,
honestly.
You will.
You're going to save it. So you should try it. Do the thing. audibletrial.com/phantom.
So, Tori.
Yes, Timothy.
I noticed.
You did?
That you were very rude to me on Christmas.
I've never been rude a day in my life.
You were sleep deprived and coffee deprived.
How was I rude? I'm really concerned now.
I'm just, this is a segue. This is just a segue.
Okay. I was like, wait, what did I do? Do we need to talk? I'll apologize. What did I do? Okay.
You should apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's good manners. Which
we're talking about manners. But yes. Don't apologize when there's not a reason to apologize. So that's actually not good manners.
You do that all the time to me, though. Apologize. You're always like, I'm sorry. I'm like, why are you sorry? I don't even care about what you're talking about. I haven't been listening to you. See, and that's not good manners.
It's not good manners. You should apologize.
I'm sorry for saying that very rude thing that I just said. You see, that's something I didn't have to be taught. I have learned.
So, anywho.
Good manners, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Every time you sneeze, I say Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the best manners, but it is funny. that's a thing that our kids, we do that in our home. When someone sneezes, we do say Godzilla, but our kids know it's a joke and they do know to not say that in public spaces unless the other person is in on the joke.
Do they know that? Because I literally say that to everybody everywhere.
I have taught our children that so they don't get bullied in school, Jim. So it's a joke in the
good
house. But yeah, so anyway, manners. Were you taught manners, Jimothy?
By you,
I was about to say, don't even say that, because I know I'm the one who's taught you. Your family certainly did it.
29 years later, you taught me. I mean, we were taught please and thank you in the public school system. I learned manners. I learned what they are, the definitions of them.
Did you?
Did I put them into practice? Not as often, probably, as I should. But it also wasn't one of those things where... I don't know. It comes down to like there's manners and then there's also like etiquette. Like
I feel like they go hand in hand.
Well,
but I feel like etiquette is kind of more
social mores.
So yes.
That's
yes.
Do you burp? Like, that's like don't burp in public, you know.
And I feel like there's definitely like honestly, here. I want to say that there is like classism involved in manners. Because like if you think about like a fancy dinner, right? A fancy dinner.
A fancy Denny's.
I was going to say dinner party, but then it came out as dinner. So, like, think about a fancy dinner. Growing up lower middle class, I would not know what to do. Where does the 17 forks go? All of those things. That is, like, something I would not be able to tell you how to have manners at that kind of dinner table.
Do you know how to, like, when you're at a classy restaurant?
I don't.
The answer is no.
I've never been to a classy restaurant.
When you're at, like...
I like Burger King.
When you're at, like, a nicer dinner, you leave, like, your fork and your knife and, like, stuff in, like, certain ways on the plate.
Why do you know this?
That kind of signifies to the chef, like, oh, I'm done eating.
You've
or I'm
been
not
somewhere
done.
Where there's a chef.
You can take this. Or if you cross them, it tells them that, like, I did not like this food. There's different ways. I don't know them exactly. I do know that there is like, a secret little code.
Don't know nothing about that. Nobody has taught me any of that because I've...
Nobody taught it to me. Either. I read the internet. I read a lot of things online.
We read different
It might not even
online.
Be real what I read.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know that that kind of thing exists, and I know it exists different in different cultures, right? Like, I've seen that. Like, I've learned about different cultures. They all have these, like, different things to signal to chef and, like, write etiquette in restaurants. But again, I don't eat at nice places. I like the barbecue joint. I like Denny's. I like IHOP. I like Wendy. I like fast food. Fast food is my game.
And again, I might be ignorant, but...
I like delivery. Like, I'm not eating at the restaurant. We get delivery, and me and the kids are having a picnic on the living room floor. Like, that's our etiquette.
Isn't it customary or something for, like, in Japanese etiquette, like, to belch really loudly to...
I do not think that is true at all.
No. It might be something that was lied to me on the internet to get you to burp really loudly at the Japanese restaurant. But I always read that... You belch very loudly to signify your satisfaction with the meal.
I don't think that's
you talk about what you're going to talk about. I'm going to Google that.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I've like learned different things about different cuisines, and I was about to talk about them, and then you said that, and I was like, all of a sudden, all of those thoughts in my head are gone now. I remember. I've been learning a lot about...
Never mind.
You're going to cut me off.
I'm going to cut you off here. Blowing your nose at the table, burping, and audible munching are considered bad manners in Japan.
And everywhere.
That's you, but it's it's actually
what I have learned. So on TikTok...
China is where it's a compliment.
My For You page on TikTok is primed to teach me about other cultures because that's what I want to do is educate myself. So what I do is I use my For You page as kind of like a diving board to go into further research on my own.
my For You page is also for further research on my own.
I don't think we're researching similar things.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not going to talk about yours because it's probably weird.
It's funny. It's all funny.
Anyway, so I've been learning about recently, I've been learning about Judaism. Super interesting. I've been learning all about Shabbos. I find it so, I mean, the foods. There's this woman that I follow on TikTok and she shows what she cooks for Shabbos every week. And
drop the handle. Promote it.
I love it. I'm going to have to look her handle up because I feel like I know it. But again, I don't want to say it wrong and then embarrass myself. But so I love her stuff. She shows what she cooks for Shabbos every week. And then she like talks about all of her cultural practices and her religious practices. Love learning about it. I've been learning a lot about Indian food. And did you know it's actually etiquette to eat with your hands? And it's also certain, I think, I don't want to misspeak here, but I know certain African countries it is as well because they use a food, fufu. No, fufu, which is not a flatbread. I love learning about different cultures through their foods, but I've only seen the fufu a couple times. And I did do a deep dive research on that like a couple months ago, but I did not retain it because this is my entire internet existence. It's just looking at all of these different foods from all these different cultures. And I love learning. And then I realized like I just cook chicken in a sugar-based American sauce with bacon and cheese all the time. And I
American cheese, which is not cheese.
I'm very... my culture is not great. But anyway, I don't know manners anywhere, but I know all their food looks good and I love learning about it. That's
true.
That's what I'm doing with my life is like learning about other cultures.
Looking at foods.
And not just foods, but like I feel like foods are a great gateway into other cultures.
True.
So that's kind of where I start. And then I like learn more because I just like to. And then I show the kids.
That is good.
Yeah.
But what about the manners?
Oh, that's what we started to talk about.
Do they say thank you once you
show them a pleasant
video?
I don't know how we ended up here. Welcome to our relationship.
Manners, because of the Japanese food.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't know
something. Because I said something incorrectly, and I wanted to make sure that I could fact check myself real time.
Live. Yes. Anyway, so your family didn't really teach you, like, no table manners, like, just the please and thank yous.
We had please and thank yous. We had those kind of things. We had, if somebody gives you a gift, you say thank you back. If someone, like Christmas, birthday presents, things like that, you say thank you. You don't have to write, like, thank you letters for Christmas presents or birthdays or anything like that. It's just more
of a, you thank them in person. I love people who think to write thank you cards. Like, I love that kind of forethought and planning and organizational skills to want to do it and then go through with it. I'm not that type of I have a hard time. So in my family, like, growing up, manners were, like, you know, of course, just the please and thank you. But, like, in our house, it wasn't so much, like, encouraged as much as, like, if you don't follow this script of how you are supposed to behave, you're in trouble. But it wasn't ever, like, table etiquette, right? Because, like, we didn't even eat at the table growing up. My brother ate in his room. I ate in my room. Like, I don't know. My mom would not be home for dinner. My dad would go grab us some junk food. And when I say junk food, I mean, like, there was, like, this small convenience store in the town I grew up in. It was, like, Chuck's. Because I grew up in a town in the middle of nowhere. Like, we didn't have fast food. We didn't have anything like that. We had this place called Chuck's that had the equivalent of fast food. And so my dad would get up before he went to work the night shift. He'd go and grab me and my brother a cheeseburger and fries. Like, that's what we ate like five nights a week, right? And so, like, we would just kind of eat on our own. There was no interaction, so there's no table manners. However, my grandmother that I love so dearly, she was a stickler for table manners, which was very confusing for my brother and I because we go eat at her house and she'd be giving us a hard time and we're like, but why? You know, but that was something that she valued. And so, like, I did learn a few things, like, you're not going to catch me putting my elbows on the dinner table. But otherwise, it was like where to put your napkin and like this, that and the other.
Bro, you sit and edit TikToks at the dinner table.
Not while we're eating after I'm done eating. We don't typically have phones at our table. It kind of depends on the day. I try to encourage that we don't have it, but the last few months have been kind of chaotic.
Just life in general.
Life in general. Yeah.
Since like chaotic. March 2020.
Yes. Yes. But we're bringing the dinners back. Like tonight, I didn't want to cook tonight. And I was like, well, I don't want to order out. I don't want to do whatever. Like, what can I make that's quick and easy, but also going to offer some nutrition? And that's when the thought occurred to me, which I'll probably make a TikTok about, honestly, because a lot of times when I go to make a meal, I want it to be a cohesive meal. Like, it makes sense that it's together. But tonight I was like, you know what? I don't have it in me to make a cohesive meal. What can I make that's going to offer like protein and carbs and like vitamins and whatever, like, and fiber. Like, what can I do? So what did I do?
Hot dog and a biscuit.
Well, okay, let me explain this meal plan here.
Can I say something first?
Yeah.
Do you remember the other day when you were like, oh, I just wanted something simple. I didn't want to go all out and go crazy. And then you ended up mashing potatoes, breading and frying chicken cutlets, cooking corn, doing all of this to make the KFC bowls, and making gravy. You did all of this to make a simple thing. And it's like, bro, that was like 87 steps.
That was so simple to me, though, like because that felt like mindless to me. So even though I dirtied half the pans in the house, in my head, that was a simple meal. And it cracked me up when you said that because I realized how ridiculous that perception was.
How extra that was. See, and even this tonight.
Even this tonight sounds like to me, I'm like, this was simple and it's going to sound like it wasn't simple.
It wasn't overly complicated. It wasn't the KFC famous bowl, but it was.
It was a lot.
I am honestly kind of surprised that you used canned biscuits and you didn't roll out your own dough and wrap around it.
Here's how this happened, right? I knew I had hot dogs in the freezer. And I was like thinking of different things I could make because I took ground beef out, but I don't want to make it. And I look in the fridge and I found this can of biscuits and I saw that they expired like in this week. And I was like, let me use those then. What can I do with that? And it's like, I have the hot dogs. Okay, well, I'll use the biscuits to wrap the hot dogs. But I know our 5-year-old doesn't eat hot dogs. So I'm like, but there's going to be a couple biscuits for her to just eat with some jam on them. And then I was like, well, what else can I make with this? And honestly, like I told you about the woman who shows what she makes on Shabbos every week. She makes this huge tray of roasted broccoli for her daughter every single week. Ooh. And it has gotten me craving broccoli. Like, I love broccoli. And I knew that, like, I'm really the only one in the house who really loves broccoli. But
no, I really like broccoli.
Did you eat the broccoli I made? No.
I ate a hot dog.
Yeah. So I made broccoli.
I wasn't super hungry, honestly.
I took like a pan and it was frozen broccoli, but it's still broccoli. And I cooked that with some garlic and I seasoned it and then I topped it with some cheese. And then I also made big, like this huge batch of fruit smoothies because I had some bananas that were about to turn. So I used frozen strawberries, these bananas that were about to turn. And then I used some honey and I squeezed in some Go-Gurts.
You should have tossed in some eggnog in that.
Oh, I should have. But anyway, so like that's how I created this meal was just kind of out of stuff that I needed to use before it went bad and just to try to make it easy because like that was a lot of steps, but they were really easy steps to take.
Yeah.
So and
you making all these things out of just things that you have on hand and doing that, that is literally the invention is the mother of necessity. Or necessity is the mother of invention, yeah. Something like that.
Honestly.
Like, that's
just kind of like, that's just my energy in particular is to just be like, I'm just going to make this happen.
Let's make it.
But the kids loved it. They loved the dinner because it was so random. Like, who would have thought like broccoli, hot dogs, and smoothies? But
And biscuits.
It worked. It worked really well.
It did. And Beans went back for more hot dog later on.
Yeah. I rolled out those biscuits and I wrapped them up. So it was good. But anyway, so like
please.
Really what
she even said please when she asked for another.
So
hot dog.
What we're seeing here is now that we're like 20 some minutes into the show, don't invite us to a fancy dinner as we have no manners for that environment.
I also don't have a stitch to wear for fancy places.
I don't know what I would wear because I don't feel comfortable in feminine nice clothing.
Me neither.
And I don't know what else to wear. I don't know. Anyway, we're not unpacking that right now.
That's a different but, manners. Dressing.
What
manners.
I'm saying though is that I do think like manners are kind of too tied to a family unit and community. Like it's kind of like who you associate yourself with is kind of like when it comes to etiquette, not so much manners.
Yeah.
It's gonna be kind of like where you're at there. But I would say like our kids are very well mannered.
I agree with that. We have very polite, kind children.
We hear all the pleases and thank yous. And on the times we don't, what do we hear? let's do a role play. Oh, okay. Yep, we're the same person. All right, you be the baby, I'll be the parent.
All right.
Okay.
I want some eggnog.
What was that?
I want some eggnog.
I'm going to give you another chance.
I want some eggnog, please.
Okay, thank you for using your manners.
Thank you.
So it's like we reinforce the behavior. Like this happens, like it's always, we always give the second chance.
Could someone get me a charger?
Please.
Please.
Please. And that's, you know, sometimes you say, well, can you ask me nicely, right? Because they kind of get the hint. If I'm like, I'm going to give you a second chance to ask me for that. I will hear them say like, please, and there's like a huge attitude and it's like they're following the script, they're not really trying to be polite, and I'm like at that point I'm like, can you just ask me nicely, because like I want to help you, but I want to help you. And I want you, like, I want us to feel good about this exchange. Right. Yeah. And at that point, they're kind of like, Will you get me this, please?
Will you please?
And they never forget the thank yous, you know. But it's really the only time, because sometimes, you know, they ask for things, they don't say please, but it's not like they're asking it with the tone of just like, hey, can you hand me that? You know, like, you don't always have to. I feel like it'd be excessive if every question you ever asked was please. But it's when there's the bad attitude, like, give me this now, like,
come again? What's that?
Try again, bestie.
What you said? What's that?
Yeah. So, but I thought that manners would be good to talk about this week, with it having just been Christmas. Honestly, yes. We probably should have talked about it beforehand, because, like, when it comes to gift giving, I feel like there is etiquette and manners there. And I ended up having a couple conversations with Pumpkin Pie this week.
The oldest.
Yes. And I feel like it's important to note that it's like when I have these discussions with the kids about manners or behavior or whatever, it's never in an accusatory manner. It's never out of anger. It's literally like, hey, it's easy to say to your kid, use your manners, be careful, and these short statements. But the thing we have to ask ourselves when we say this to our kids is, do they know what that means? Do they know what that means?
Do they know why they're saying this?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, we had FaceTimed my mom the other night, because she sent a couple boxes of gifts for us and the kids. I'm telling you that like you weren't a part of that, but you know,
I was here.
You were here. And so Pumpkin Pie had opened a few things she was really excited about, and she gets to this one, and it was kind of like a knockoff Lego set of a fire truck, which is something that I would have never bought for her, because I know she wouldn't have liked that. She does like Legos, but like the fire truck, and it was like off-brand, and it was kind of like a mixture between like Kinects and Legos. And she's looking at this, and she's not really excited about it, and she's kind of giving me a look. And I looked at her, and I just like mouthed to her, like, just say thank you. And I think the thing that I have built with these with our kids is that they know that if I'm like, can you just do this right now? Like, they know I'm going to talk to them about it later. Like, there's a look I give them, you know, like some people have that mom look like you're in trouble. I have this mom look like, just do this for right now.
Just do the thing.
Just do the thing. And so, you know, she said thank you. They moved on. And afterward, my daughter said to me, she's like, I just don't really like that. And I said, yeah, I said, I can see that. I said, it's okay that you don't like it. I said, but when like someone hands you a gift, you know, they say it's the thought that counts. And even if we don't like it, like we don't have to go overboard and like act like we love it. But just we just appreciate that they thought of us and they tried, and we show gratitude towards that. So I'm not saying you even have to open this or play with it, but it would probably really hurt grandma's feelings if you were like, this is dumb. You know, and so kind of explaining how that works, because that's manners, you know, like manners is showing the gratitude. And then like, if you don't like it, well, tell me about it later. But like, let's not make someone feel bad for trying, because, you know, they did try. It was important to them to try to connect to you, and maybe they missed the mark, but they still tried. So like, we don't have to act and go over the top and have this big reaction, but to just say thank you, you know, and that really made sense to her. And I think it was like really... I think sometimes, do you ever have those moments where it feels like you've had a conversation with the kids and then like later on you're like, oh, that thing I said worked?
Yeah.
Because like later on we went to Jimothy's aunt's house for Christmas, and his aunt had gotten the kids some gifts, and she really hit the mark with the younger two, but with Pumpkin Pie, she got this big thing of like craft stuff, but it wasn't the kind of craft stuff she would like. And I know that might sound confusing, but I know my kiddo really well. She really likes science stuff and like rocks and stuff like that. She loves drawing and sculpting. She's not much into like friendship bracelets and beads and whatever. And she got this like huge set that's like as tall as she is, that has like all this beads in it and whatever. You know, like it wasn't like very wide. It was like an inch wide. It was like literally like they just made the packaging huge to make it like showy, you know. And I saw the look on my daughter's face. She was not excited for it. But she looked around at everybody who was there. She said, thank you so much. And I was so proud of her, because like I don't want her to act like she loves it. I just want her to say like, thank you for thinking of me, you know, because that's the thing. I think that's how we go about not creating like entitled kids. Like, you don't want your kid saying, I hated this. Why would you buy me that? Like, no, you want to say,
because she has done that before.
Well, when she was much younger. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, that's, I feel like that's past. Yeah. I mean, even much younger. She's 9.
Yeah, you know, but so I'm saying, like, you know, like that 5-6 years old, that like the 5 to 6 year old is the kids who are like, there is no filter.
Nope.
And they are, if they don't like it, they're going to tell you right to your face, and they're going to stare you in the eye unblinkingly and say, this is horrible.
She was on the phone with somebody, a New York family or something, a couple of years ago. And she got a duplicate of something she had already had or something. She was like, I already have one of these. I already have this. And it's just like,
which wasn't mean. It was just not well-mannered.
Yeah, it was just like that's no, you just say thank you.
And so that's the thing is that, again, when we're teaching our kids, we don't need to expect them to pick up a new skill immediately. Like, learning takes repetition. And so I feel like that moment, I remember that moment. I feel like that was the first time we introduced this concept to her. But we haven't had to talk about it many times.
No.
Like, most of the time, she's pretty happy. And, like, she is a very, like, loving and grateful kid. And that was
just the teachable moment right there.
There haven't been many moments that have needed to be teachable, but like I've noticed, like she is learning and it happens over time. Like, I'm not going to be mad at my kid for being like, I don't like this. It's like one of those things like, oh, like let's talk about this. Like, let's talk about how you treated someone by saying that, because it's not just your feelings that are important in this moment. Like, I know like gifts are exciting, but like we have to be grateful.
I will throw her under the bus with this. If I buy her a Happy Meal, and she wanted a fish sandwich.
She hates Happy Meals.
And now she gets mad at me. And she's like, oh, I wanted a fillet of fish. I'm like, oh, you're welcome for your dinner, my sweet darling.
She's got a much more refined taste.
She has a way more refined palate. Not just settling for chicken nuggets and
cheeseburgers. She doesn't like Happy Meal. Like, honestly, she's not a big fast food fan. So, like, she's very picky when it comes to fast food, because she's like, she doesn't like French fries at all. So it's like,
just weird.
We got to be, I know what to get her. If I'm going to get fast food, I know where to go and what to get her. But Jim doesn't often buy dinner if he's buying dinner. So,
yeah, I don't.
If you're buying dinner.
I don't buy dinner if I'm buying dinner. I'm either making dinner or if I'm buying dinner, or I'm stealing it from a dumpster.
Or Walmart.
That was an accident. That was one time.
10 years ago. Anyway, so I...
do we need to tell that story?
No.
Before we move on? DM me, I'll tell you. Statute of limitations is probably up.
It was an accident. But anyway, it's one of those things. It's like you have to find the teachable moments. Not every moment in parenting is a teachable moment. If your kid is throwing a huge fit, it's not the right time. Nope. We save that teachable moment for later. But the other thing is, like, I think we teach our kids manners by using manners.
Yes.
If I ask my kids for something, I'm going to say please.
You have to lead by example.
You do.
That's how you teach.
It's like kids are learning, like, a lot of the things is learned behavior. Like, that's one of the things I kind of always feel is, if I'm noticing a repetitive bad behavior from my kids, I'm going to take a look in the mirror first. Did they get this from me? Are they picking up something that I'm putting down? I wanted to say that in a really weird way.
That was, you did. You, success.
Okay, cool.
Great success.
But honestly, like, it is a, it's a thing that I like to do, is to just kind of like, hey, if there's this repeated behavior, where are they picking that up? Like, where are they learning it? Is there a chance that it's me? And if not, like, what can we do to
probably
fix it?
YouTube.
Honestly. I don't like YouTube. But anyway, I do like YouTube, not for kids. I like YouTube. I don't like my kids watching YouTube unmonitored, but I've talked about that before.
That's just the same with any TV or Netflix or anything.
Right.
Like,
honestly, like, my favorite thing for my kids to use is the Noggin app, because it is curated for small preschool age children to be educational and wholesome. but anyway, yeah, I think with, like, it's just we hold ourselves to the same standards we hold our kids to. I think sometimes people are unfair to kids. They expect perfect behavior, perfect attitudes, perfect all the time. When, like, if Jim wakes up and he's in a bad mood, I'm going to give him some space to be in a bad mood, bring himself out of it. With my kids, I'll give him some space, but I'll also offer the support, because sometimes they need co-regulation. But I think sometimes, like, bad manners come from, like, a bad attitude that could come from a bad night's sleep. You know, like, it's kind of, I feel like being a parent, it's kind of detective work. Like, it's like your kid is doing this one thing, but it's like, we have to uncover why they're doing this
thing. Let's get to the root cause
here. Let's get to the bottom of it. But... yeah, I mean, like, because Squirrely Girl, I'm using a lot of vocal fillers tonight, and I keep seeing it on Jim's face. He is really annoyed with me that I keep saying, but like,
this is more vocal filler.
Yeah, I know, but
do not know what you're gonna say. Are you just vamping for time?
No, I know what I'm gonna say, but I just noticed your face, and I was like, "Oh, he's gonna be like Tori,
Squirrely Girl."
So good about it
in the mornings.
Squirrely Girl is really good about, not even in the mornings, just in general. That child is gassy, and she's really good at saying "excuse me" for it. Like anytime, any burp, but she calls them burks, and if she burps, she wants you to call her a duck. I don't have an explanation, but she likes to be called a duck.
Well, I used to go piggy.
Yes, we used to call them piggies for burping, and she's like, call me a duck instead. And so we call her a duck when she burps, but she always, she burps, we call her a duck, and then she says, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. But the other thing that I love is that by teaching the kids manners, and like, again, the reason why we use manners, because we're not the only people who matter in the world. Even if someone is a stranger, they deserve to be treated kindly and with respect. And so it's important that we use this language and this mannerisms to show that, and even to complete strangers. And I remember, like, over the last couple of years, Squirrely Girl would, in the stores, if she was walking by somebody, and you know, she's incredibly shy. She will not talk to anybody. But she would scoot past someone just the smallest bit, and she would, excuse me. And then she would run up to me and be like, Mom, I said excuse me to them. I said, excuse me. Like, she was so proud of herself for using her manners. I don't think any person has ever heard her say it, but I know she's doing
she
it.
She said it.
She said it, and she's proud of herself for doing it. I'm proud of her for it.
When I was in kindergarten, it was a story time, and it was time to get in a semicircle on the mat. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl sitting just there, and she was just sitting crisscross applesauce and had her hands down. And as I stepped by her, I stepped right onto her fingers.
Ooh.
And I said, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. I'm sorry. And, you know, she was like, it's okay. And then I held my hand up and I was like, teacher. I said, I stepped on Tanya's hands and I said, I was sorry. Just because I wanted to make sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do.
I love
like,
that.
I did this and I said, I was sorry.
I feel like we see that with the kids too.
Yes.
All the time. Like, any given day, I'll have a child run to me. She's hurt because I accidentally pushed her down, yep. But I said I was sorry, and she's probably okay now, but you should check on her. Okay.
It's like, all right, thank you for the rundown.
And they say, I'm sorry. And that's a big one, too, I think, when it comes to manners that people don't think of, is helping someone else when they're down. And whether that be physically or mentally, like if and I mean, of course, you know, there's a lot of nuance there, because if someone is closer to you, there's more of that feeling like it's a good manners to not have someone text me and say, I'm really struggling, like I'm not going to abandon them. That's good manners for me. Even if I'm really tired, like I'm probably going to stick around for a few minutes just to be like, I'm here for you. I love you. Are you okay?
I've heard some stories from the past couple of weeks of.
Oh, I'm up until 2 o'clock like in the morning all the time to support my friends. But
yeah.
But, you know, that's not well manners. That's just the kind of friend I am. I'm just saying, like, good manners is to, like, oh, like,
that's
just who I am. But if someone texts you and they need help, you're not going to ignore the text. You're going to just be like, what's up? You know, like, that's good manners. Like, there's text manners as well. That's like telling our kids, hey, probably don't send 30 emojis in a row to your friend. That's not good manners. They don't want to see it. Probably break it up with some text.
I like the emojis.
I love it when, like, the little ones.
I like when they tell stories with the emojis, though.
That's how our relationship started, was the emoji stories.
That's true. We did tell that.
We did.
And we made fun of the Google emojis because they looked so bad.
Yeah.
But
that was not well-mannered of us to be making fun of Google.
Because we were working, and we were just shirking our duties to text each other about ain't sad goats or something? Sad cats?
I was thinking goats too. We use the goat emoji.
We use the goat emoji a lot. I'm going to text you the goat emoji.
All right.
I'll do it later.
Okay. That's
fine. We're busy right now.
We should probably be well mannered right now.
And continue our story about sending our friends 30 emojis.
To wrap it up here, you have to teach your kids manners, and not by saying use your manners, but by teaching them what those manners are and then using them and
leading by example.
Thank you.
And showing them.
I was going to say mirroring, but mirroring is what the kids do. Yeah. And I was like, what's the word
It's putting them the application and showing them how to use
it. Yes. And so I think that's the most important. And if they mess up, they don't need to be punished right away. It's a conversation. I never jump to punishment. I always jump to conversation, communication. And even if it's happened a few times, that's still the first line of defense, because there is a difference between like a repeated behavior in one afternoon and a repeated behavior like they did this one thing 3 months ago and they're doing it again today, so they get punished this time. Maybe not. Their brains aren't developed as much. Their memory isn't as great. They're just learning this thing. So if it's been 3 months apart, we're going to have another conversation about it, see where that takes us.
Because then you just described me, honestly.
Honestly. But it's one of those things where you can talk to them and be like, do you remember when we talked about this? I just accidentally hit your arm. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I talk with my hands. I can't help it.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. So that's lead by example and communicate. And if you want your kids to have good manners, like, you have to have good manners.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Karens of the world.
I thought you were about to say, I'm talking to you, Jim. I'll be like, what do? I ain't rude. In my most rude voice that I could think of in the moment.
Of course.
Normally, I am. Actually, I will say something.
Okay.
About myself, a little attaboy here. Recently, we had a coworker who left our workplace last week, the week before. I don't know. Time is a blur. And in it, he was a few beers deep, like big, big, tall boys. So he was more friendly.
Have I heard this story?
No. And everybody was just loud because it was Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, I typically don't drink anything ever. So I was enjoying a Mountain Dew.
Of course.
And they had pictures of Blue Moon that they were pouring out. And this guy, it was his last night.
I'm so excited for the show to be over so you can do me the dirty details of this. There
are no dirty details. This is
I just
want to
know who this is.
You don't even know him.
You can't tell me on camera, but you're gonna paint me a weird
picture later on.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was the guy whose office is next to my boss. So I love the guy. He'd been with the company for like 3 years. He's always
very,
very nice. And he was, I wouldn't call him drunk, but he was like a few pints in. And as everybody was kind of going around talking to the table, he turns and he looks at me and he says like, my HR guy was next to me and he's looking at me talking about me to that guy. He goes, JK, which is what they call me there, says JK is one of the most eloquent speakers I have ever heard. He's like, I've listened to him on the radio. He is just so well spoken, and he could teach.
They don't hear you playing Rocket League.
No, they don't. It's a good thing I don't use voice chat on there, because I would be probably rude to some strangers instead of just yelling at the TV occasionally. But he was just like so, like he's like, he is the most eloquent, like well-spoken individual in the entire organization. He's like, you should have him do commercials for you and voiceovers for training videos. You should have him do all of this. He is the best. And I'm like, thank you. I don't know what to say other than thank you.
Nice. I
appreciate the kind words in this moment. In this, what is the word? In vino veritas. Where the saying in wine there is truth.
I've never heard that.
That's a Latin phrase. In wine there is truth. Saying the
always heard drunk words.
Or sober thoughts.
Sober thoughts or whatever.
Which is a different. That's a different territory. But yes, it's the same thing.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's saying like he's sitting there saying all these very nice things about me and saying how eloquent I am at speaking, and that's true. But again, they have not watched me play Rocket League.
It's true.
You should take a video of that and submit that to Dr. Phil for my said quarantine video. What intervention?
Yeah.
I'm not that bad. I'm not a controller breaker.
No, he's not a controller breaker. He's just every word is a curse word, but somehow it still makes a cohesive sentence.
Yes. there is a certain word that begins with F that is proper for almost every action in a sentence. It can be a verb, it can be a noun, it can be an adjective.
It rhymes with fire
all
truck.
Of it. And here, let me use it as an
example.
No,
we're not too. No.
Okay. Not. Okay.
I think maybe instead we should just put this thing to bed.
That's not good manners for me to use profanity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to put it to bed.
Put it to bed.
All right, let's.
So probably check us out on our other socials. Tori Phantom. Tori.Phantom on Instagram.
You just search Tori
Phantom everywhere.
Tori Phantom everywhere but Google. If you search Tori Phantom on Google, sometimes even YouTube, it brings up the song Happy Phantom,
by Tori Amos. Yes.
She's wonderful.
I've never listened to that song, honestly.
You should listen to her.
I should.
She is wonderful.
I feel like I've heard Tori Amos, but not that song. Anyway, but Tori Phantom, you find me, you find Jim Beard other places. You could find Jim Beard through me or me through Jim Beard. Anyway, let's just put this to bed.
Yeah. So we wish you a happy
Merry
New Year.
Merry Christmas.
No, oh, Christmas
sorry,
is over.
I had the song in my head.
It's a happy New Year. That's coming
Sleep
up. Stay safe.
Well,
stay happy.
Buddies.
And just get some good rest.
Sweet dreams.
Wake up happy and refreshed in the new year.
Yeah.